2018 NFL Scouting Combine, Indianapolis, the professor, John Clayton, here to talk not Seahawks, Vikings. We're here to talk Vikings. What do you think about the Vikings heading into 2018?
I got to figure out the quarterback thing. I know I talked to Rick Spielman earlier, and actually he's not going to tip off what he's going to do. Right now, I don't know if he knows what he's going to do. Right. He's got to get the right decisions on this. But the good part is, it's like I can't remember a time where there's more options available at this time than there are. First off, as he calls it, unique. Mm-hmm. A unique thing with three guys that are on this team that are unsigned but can sign. So you have three options there. And it's like, okay, but if Kirk Cousins is the one that can get this team a little bit farther, mm-hmm. then you go a little bit above that to pay him. How much do you pay him a little bit more? You can do that. There's quarterbacks in this draft that obviously the Vikings don't have much of a chance to get because of the success of last year. Right. But it's like it's a unique situation. But it's almost like you look at Jacksonville and they just kind of did a reshuffled deal to kind of get more cap room with Blake Bortles, but Blake is going to be there this year. But like in Jacksonville and Minnesota, both teams are in a position where the defense is so good, each team is one quarterback, not from going to the Super Bowl, but maybe winning a Super Bowl with the defense as good as both teams are. Now, can they get the right decision on the quarterback?
Yeah, and that's what everyone's going to be talking about here at the Combine. Now, if you look, let's take it a step further and go with a different position on the Vikings roster. I want to get your thoughts on the running back position because the Vikings have Dalvin Cook, who will come back from his knee injury. And then when he went down, it was McKinnon and Murray. Mm-hmm. They signed Murray in free agency. He did a great job, especially in short yardage. And then McKinnon is sort of a versatile guy. If you were building the team, how would you like the running back position to look for 2018?
Well, I'd like to have Dalvin Cook as my starting running back because I think he's that good. Mm-hmm. And you can imagine the timing of his ACL injury is such that he should be able to come back. But obviously you have to cover yourself. And so now the debate's going to be in the middle of March, do you give the roster bonus to Kate Latavius Murray or do you maybe take McKinnon and give him a lower contract, which I don't think he's going to be in a position to even get what Murray's going to be able to get. So I would lean to think that it's going to be McKinnon over Murray, with Murray being gone on the team, which means both he and another Murray, DeMarco Murray, could be out there. Because you're watching right now, there's an amazing switch of a lot of the $6 million, $4, $5 million running backs being let go. We're almost watching one just about every day. And as good as Murray is, it's like, okay, can you get McKinnon to come in for less and free up some cap room in that? Or do you need to commit to Murray? But obviously, just out of protection's sake, you've got to have somebody there in case Dalvin doesn't come back.
All right, we have the Seahawks on the schedule coming up, so we're not going to let you go without giving you a Seahawks question. We want to keep our eyes on our opponents as well. So what's going on with the Seahawks these days?
A lot of change because right now they're in a stage where they're older on defense and they have to make a lot of tough decisions. For example, there's still the thought that Cliff Averill's not going to be able to play next year. There's still the thought that Cam Chancellor, even though he's got $6.8 million in an injury guarantee that he's already qualified for, he may be on the team, but he may not be able to play. Then they have tough decisions. Richard Sherman, can you keep him? Should you franchise Sheldon Richardson or sign him to a contract? Can Michael Bennett come back? And so there's a lot of change that's going to come up on that defense. And if Bennett's not back and Averill's back, not back, that's about 43% of your pass rush because now Frank Clark goes from number three to number one, and you don't have much behind him. So they have a lot of tough decisions to make. They don't have picks in the second and third round, so you figure they're going to trade down from 18. They got to get better running back support. Their offensive line's got to play better. They've got a lot of things going on, but they're still a good team.
All right. Thanks for your time. You're in high demand at the Combine, and you gave us a few minutes. We appreciate it. Thanks John.